have had in the battleground states.
Well, Trump is back on the campaign trail, but CBS's Skylar Henry says he keeps getting pulled away.
Sunday was Trump's first official campaign rally during a West Coast swing where he saw thunderous crowds since being found guilty in the so-called hush money trial in New York. CBS News confirms he's scheduled to meet via Zoom with his probation officer on Monday from his Mar-a-Lago home.
From California to Florida, much of the southern half of the U.S. will stew in temperatures in the 90s or above. People in Phoenix have already had enough.
The last 3 days was brutal.
It's been super hot, like I can't even be outside anymore.
Forecasters say it'll be 106 there tomorrow. The body of missing British doctor and TV presenter Michael Mosley was found this morning on the Greek island where he was last seen. He disappeared while on a walk Wednesday. His wife saying he took the wrong route on a hike and collapsed in a place where he could not be seen easily. Mosley was found on a rocky coast by searchers on a private boat. A new report card on reading and math back here for kids shows a failing grade.
According to the 2024 Kids Count data book, only one in three children are meeting the reading standards in fourth grade, and only one in four eighth graders are proficient in math. And compounding the problem, 30% of students are chronically absent. And the results were even worse for students of color, kids in immigrant families, and children from low-income families. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Basketball star Caitlin Clark has been really successful, but she just missed out on competing for gold at the Paris Summer Olympics. Taking it in stride, the Indiana Fever guard says she's excited for those who got picked for Team USA and will be rooting them on.
Honestly, no disappointment. Like, I think it just gives you something to work for. You know, that's a dream. You know, hopefully one day I can be there. And I think it's just a little more motivation.
And she says when 4 years comes back around, she hopes she can be there. The Boston Celtics are 2 wins away from their 18th NBA championship, their first since 2008. The team has a 2-0 lead against the Dallas Mavericks in this year's NBA Finals after a 105-98 win in Game 2 tonight in Boston. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
A rock star hits the road ahead of the anniversary of her big debut. Well, I'm
here. Alanis Morissette kicked off her Triple Moon Tour in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend with Joan Jett and Morgan Wade. The tour's expected to run through summer with 31 stops across the U.S. and Canada, wrapping up in early August in California. The tour comes nearly 30 years after the singer debuted her hit album, Jagged Little Pill. It was released on June 13, 1995, and is still considered one of the best-selling albums of all time. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Well, all eyes on Apple as its Worldwide Developers Conference kicks off tomorrow at company headquarters in California. The event is expected to serve as the launchpad for Apple's big push into generative AI. Apple will also debut the latest versions of its various operating systems, including iOS. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, cloudy skies with a low around 49. Lots of sun for your Monday with a high near 67. Monday night, clear and 46. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, highs in the mid-70s. Much warmer on Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high around 85 degrees. Right now, it's 55.
I've got sunshine Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits. W-R-G-N.
don't you know? I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. Got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it. Your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracking those and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Me, be your mind, lucky guy is why I have, tell you why. not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Cindy has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of lies. And Wendy has wings to fly above the clouds. Above the Wendy has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of lies. And Wendy has wings to fly above the clouds. Down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees, who's reaching out to capture a moment. Everyone knows it's Wendy. Who's coming down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees, who's reaching out to capture a moment. Everyone knows it's Wendy. Who's coming down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees, who's reaching out to capture a moment.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
and if you really need. one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Oh, say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. I get confused cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
I'm not afraid to die.
starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bob and Thank you. Demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where the probation department here will hold a hearing Monday for former President Donald Trump. He was convicted in his criminal election interference trial nearly 2 weeks ago. A source confirms to CBS News that Trump will attend virtually from his Florida home. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
A pre-sentencing interview and investigation is pretty straightforward after a defendant is found guilty. The defendant does not have to cooperate.